All right, my friends, welcome. This is Jody Harvila, and I am your guide today for your Chinese New Year meditation slash clearing, and I'm very excited to have you here. Now, to prepare, if you're brand new, never have done a clearing or meditation before, basically, you just need to sit back, get in a comfortable space where you're not going to be interrupted. Give yourself at least a good 15, 20 minutes and just let yourself follow my voice. If you tend to go off on your own adventure, that is totally okay. I always trust that. And if you feel like you fall asleep, oftentimes that's not really the case. Sometimes, sure. But oftentimes it's just your energy and kind of your subconscious just kind of stretching up out into the universe. And we like that because it's teaching you to bring those things and all that energy and all that intention back into this world. So just let yourself have the experience. You can use this clearing at any time that you feel guided to. It doesn't really matter if it's throughout the full year or if you just want to do it once and be done, that's okay too. So our intention is to help you clear away those things that are no longer serving you from the past and to open up the doors to the future into this new year and really set the energy for yourself. Okay. All right. So just start by taking a nice big deep breath. And we're just going to breathe in through our nose. Nice and way down deep into your toes and then out through your mouth. And just take a couple nice deep breaths like that. Oftentimes, our humanity doesn't let us take nice big deep breaths. And the last couple years, I think a lot of people have forgotten how to take nice deep breaths. So we're just going to sit and breathe that new energy in. Letting that old energy out. Okay, so the first thing that we're going to take you into is we're going to take your attention and take it above the room that you're sitting in. Okay, so take it above your house or apartment. Stretch it above the trees. Imagine yourself going up towards the sky into the clouds. Stretching above the clouds and imagining you have this big extension cord. And you're going to plug it into the light of the universe. Some people might feel that beautiful rush of energy come coursing down that connection. Bring that light down through the top of your head. And just let that light flow through you, through your head. Down through your neck, down through your shoulders and your arms, all the way down to your fingers, bringing it down through your physical body. Just let that white crystallized light flow all the way through. Taking a nice deep breath as you do this, bringing it down waist and your hips, down your legs, all the way down through your feet, we're going to bring it down into the earth, and bringing that energy and that attention down into the dirt and the stones and the tree roots, down through the middle of the heart of the earth. And you're going to plug in to that beautiful center of the earth energy, nurturing, loving, strong and gentle at the same time. And you're going to bring that nurturing energy up through your feet, that grounded, lovely earth energy, bringing it up through your legs, bringing it up through your body, and we're going to bring that earth energy up into your heart space. And Remember, we brought that light energy down through your heart space too. So it's almost like you want to plug them into each other. So you are connected heaven and earth in your heart space. Okay, and now we're going to take that big, beautiful ball of energy and you're going to expand it as big as the room that you're in. And you're going to expand it as big as the town that you live in. And then you're going to make it as big as the state that you live in. Now we're going to take it really big. Take it as big as the United States. Just let your energy be big and stretched out and feel free. As big as the globe. Nice big breath. Okay, one more push out into the universe. Oh, does not feel good. Stretch your energy way big and out. Just enjoy that for a second. Just allow yourself to be in that expanded state. I would recommend you start to practice being in this expanded state instead of pulled in so tightly. A lot of us pull our energy in because we feel it protects us, but oftentimes making your energy nice and big, that's a beautiful place to be. And when you're doing clearing work, oftentimes you want your energy nice and big because it's easier to clear everything out, okay? So, first thing that I'm guided to bring you through is a release ceremony, and it's kind of a fun way, and it's a visual you can use at any time to clear your energy of things that maybe you don't even realize that are on you. So I'm being told to bring you back all the way back to 2020, kind of that COVID landing. We're all going through this fear and this, we're terrified and scared. And a lot of people have had such experiences with the last couple years, and the collective energy was so full of fear. And I think people are still, I think there's still that there, but I also think that a lot of people are ready to let a lot of that go. You can still be mindful, but you don't need to be as fearful. And carrying fear is a very, very heavy energy. And so there's like these big ropes of energy tied around your waist from 2021, 2020, 2022, for some of you even 2019. And it's like you're trying to like move through this big thick energy, and you're dragging these 2, 3, 4 years behind you still. And so basically what I want you to imagine you do is you're just going to untie those ropes from your waist, all the fear, all the trauma, all of the bad news that we heard, and all of the junk that followed us for the last few years. And as you untie those ropes, what you're going to see happen as they drop to the ground, they're going to kind of spark onto fire and they're going to burn themselves out so they can't retie themselves to you. So I want you just to take a second, and you have all the strength and you have all the dexterity in your hands that you need to go ahead and just untie those big knots of ropes. All that fear and anxiety, COVID, politics, like all the stuff. We're going to release you from the collective ball of junk. And again, as those ropes, and you might have a rope for each year, you might have just one big rope, you might have several little ropes, whatever that looks like. Oh, so much better. We're going to clear that through all time, space, dimensions, and realities, letting all that go. Now, that doesn't mean we don't have the memories. It doesn't mean that we might not need a little support to walk through whatever you walk through. But energetically, we don't need to keep that big pile of energy coming with us into the new year. So we want to let that go. All right. And as you're taking a nice deep breath for me, you're going to imagine this big, huge garbage can in front of you. And the cool thing about this garbage can, it can look any way you want it to be. If you want it to be a pretty garbage can or just a normal garbage can, like, doesn't matter to me. But you're going to have a fire within this garbage can, and it's going to be kind of this blue purple flame that's coming up, and make it nice and big. It's all safe. It's just in your mind's eye. And this is where you're going to put the junk. Okay, anything that we want to be transmuted or transformed, this is where we're going to put it. So let's say you had some illness this year. You're going to just kind of scan your body and see, like, let's say you had pneumonia. I have a lot of clients that were walking through pneumonia the last few months. So you're going to imagine this big gunk of energy in your lungs, and you're going to throw it into that garbage can. You're going to take it out of your body energetically and throw it into that garbage can to be cleared and transmuted through all time, space, dimensions, and realities. Just let it burn itself out, transmute it. And if you can't see this stuff, that's okay. Just intend for yourself to just imagine that you're doing it, okay? Just know that spirit's helping you. Know that the energy is moving. That's your intention, to move the heavy, dense energy into a clearing space. I like the visual and using your imagination, because I think it helps to move the energy a little easier for some people. Let's say you had a really tough year financially. Okay, I know a lot of people are struggling with fear around that. They are struggling. There's a sense of not enough. All of that kind of energy, we want to throw that into that fire, my friends. So maybe you want to put that energy of lack, because that's what you're feeling, an energy of lack. See where it sits in your body. Sometimes it's in your guts. Sometimes it's in your heart space. Sometimes it's just what you keep saying over and over in your head. So you're going to go ahead and just take whatever energy of lack looks like, feels like, or just you're intending what it looks like, and throw that into that fire. Ooh, that's a big one. Letting it get into that fire. That sense of feeling broke, you want to throw that into the fire. If you tend to say things like that, I never have enough, I'm always broke, you want to throw those sentences into the fire. Never use them again. Kind of a bold statement, but never use them again. Want to get bold with our mindset this year. Okay, maybe you have had some anxiety and even depression or mental health issues, and absolutely get the support that you need from professionals, but energetically, that's an energy as well. And so if you have anxiety, a lot of times you're full of emotion that you're not expressing. And so maybe there's just a whole lot of emotion about stuff that you're experiencing, and you don't know how to communicate it very well. So you're going to put it into the fire. Okay. So anxiety often sits for not everyone, but for a lot of people, kind of in that front side of your body. So your heart space or your guts, you're going to just imagine that sticky anxiety energy, throwing it into the fire. Transmuting it through all time, space, dimensions, and realities. Maybe you have some anger that wants to be transmuted. Maybe you had some loss. Grief is a big, heavy, huge energy, as most of us know. So you might want to take that grief energy. Grief energy sometimes sits on the, like, on the, on your back, neck, shoulders. It's just kind of this heavy burden to carry sometimes. So you want to make sure you're paying attention to the backside of yourself too. Pay attention to your backside, my friends, and go ahead and any burdens, grief, the weight of the world, put that into that garbage can. sadness. Think about this past year and feel free to go into the past few years if needed, if there's something that you've just been experiencing over and over and over. Add some of that energy that you want to put into the fire. Maybe it's a certain issue with a certain person in your life. Go ahead and imagine throwing that situation or even that person into the fire to help get some transmutation in the energy a little bit. That's what that violet light is for. Clearing, releasing. There we go. Beautiful. So that garbage can is always waiting for you at any time of the day, any day of the week. If you have something energetically that you need to clear yourself from, maybe you had a big day at work and it was kind of a shit show day, just take that day and throw it into that garbage can before you even get in your car. You can use this all day, every day, my friends. So we're going to put that garbage can to the side, and in the middle of, or right in front of you, we'll say, in, right in front of you, there's going to be a nice, big, beautiful bonfire. And the flames can be whatever color that you're picturing. I see big rainbow flames, which is really cool. And what I want you to do is we're going to take you into the middle of that fire. Fire is really transformational. And so I use it a lot in my clearings and meditations. So we're going to take you through that fire. And as you're walking through those flames, they're burning off the connections that no longer serve you with ease and grace. Any energetic tethers that you have to people that are unhealthy for you, they're burning those tethers. Anything that draws your power, seen or unseen, they're burning those connections. Anything that, anything, anyone, any subject that drains you, you're going to burn those ties as well. It's kind of a space to have a new slate. Clean slate in front of you. And as those flames are around you and burning what no longer serves you, the light of the flames is also starting to fill you back up. Anytime that you clear energy, you want to be filled back up. And so that heat coming into your body, the colors from the flames. So it's kind of a really dual purpose fire. It's clearing away your energy systems that no longer work for you. And it's filling you with that new fire in your belly for the new year. Taking a nice big breath. And as things start to be clear and lighter, gentler, you're going to see that fire start to kind of put itself out. And in front of you, you're going to see a big, beautiful door. And it's going to say 2023 on it. I don't want you to walk through it yet, though. We have some work first. You're going to imagine there's this beautiful silver marker. And you're going to walk up to that door. And to your left, there's going to be an angelic guide for support. Some of you may feel that, some of you may see it, some of you may not, and that's okay. Just know that you have some guidance there from your spirit team. And you're going to start to write on that door what it is you want to bring in for the new year. What kind of things, what kind of feelings, what do you want in the new year? So for some of you, it might be, I want to feel joy and I want to feel happy and I want to feel healthy. Maybe you want a stronger body, and you're going to start writing on that door with that beautiful silver marker. It's kind of a magic marker, like for real magic. Okay. Maybe some of you, and think about your wording with it, because some of you might say, well, you know what? I want more money. And maybe you're just not very good at money. So maybe you really want to learn how to have a great relationship with money. That would be more productive, and it would open up to learn some, maybe some new skills or some new habits or new ways to manage your money, things like that. So be really open with how you write it on there. So a lot of you might be learning to become healthy. You might be learning to get into a healthy relationship. Some of you might be learning how to love yourselves, which I think should be number one on your list. Some of you are learning how to manage your energy. Some of you want to take trips and travel. Maybe there's just one trip you want to put on there because you for sure want to make it happen. Some of you are building businesses. Some of you want new jobs or new careers that you really love. You want to be surrounded by loving people. Maybe you want to feel more comfortable in the skin that you're in. Maybe you want to feel more confident. Maybe you want to work on your shadows this year and bring some light to them so they don't trigger you anymore. Maybe you want to have stronger mental health, and you're willing to get some support this year. So maybe you want to put finding the right therapist for myself. Maybe you want to expand and learn about your intuition so you know when things feel good to you to follow that road, or when things don't quite feel right. Maybe you want to learn how to discern. You want a bigger connection with your spirit and your higher self and your guides and your angels. Maybe you want to read 100 books. Maybe you want to see more sunsets. Maybe you want to do a fresh hike every month. Maybe you want a new car. Maybe you want new furniture, new rugs. Maybe you want to paint your house or buy a house. Maybe you want to move. Everything and anything you can think of in the moment. And sometimes it's fun to ask, what does my heart want this year? Like, I hear love and laughter. I always ask for more laughter. I like to laugh. Maybe you need more friends or a new tribe. Maybe you want to feel more in alignment with yourself. You can always come back to this magic door throughout the year. So if there's something that you're working on that you really want to create for yourself, come back to a quick meditation, bring yourself back to this beautiful door, grab your magic marker, and as your spirit guide there is your witness, you can write down your intentions, your wishes, your wants, your desires on this door. I always tell people, you got to put your order in. If you don't put your order in, spirit doesn't know what you want. Okay, go ahead and put your marker back. Again, you can come back anytime that you want for your magic door. And I want you to just take a breath. And I want you to call in your spirit team. Whether that's new to you or not, some of you know your spirit team quite well. Some of you are brand new, and that's okay. You can just say, all right, I have no idea what the spirit team is, but come on forward. Have them circle around you. And we're going to open that door. I want you to feel the beautiful rush of energy. 2023 is meant to be a much lighter year. Doesn't mean shit won't hit the fan sometimes, because that's just life. But the energy is about you this year. It's about internal you, learning about yourself. What makes you tick? You're going to open that door. You're going to be surrounded by your support system. And you're going to start to step through that door of 2023. Let the light hit your face. feel the energy of all those things you just put on that door. Feel the joy, the happy. See the physical things you want to bring in. Feel the energy of lots of money coming in. Feel your body feeling healthy, your mental health really in good shape, that confidence energy coming at you, whatever it is that you wrote on that door. Maybe there's a new couch that you want. Feel the energy of all those intentions. Bring it into your heart space. Breathe it in. Put your hands, both your hands on your heart, and take a few breaths, breathing in that brand new energy of 2023. Intending that you will have support in all of your endeavors this year, that you will be on the lookout for opportunities, that you're really going to work on working with your spirit team so you can co-create what it is that you want, that you're going to allow yourself to look for the good things in the world, you're going to believe in yourself, love yourself. Most of all, you're going to let some joy in this year. It's been a long time since we let the whole world be joyful. So let's bring in a whole lot of joy energy. Now I want you to imagine all that energy coming into your body, filling in all those spaces that we just emptied out, bringing in this big, beautiful, bright light of intention, coming in through your heart space and spreading it out through your whole physical body. Allowing yourself to embrace and internalize all those beautiful things you want to bring in. Breathing it in. And then you're going to imagine this beautiful golden light from above is coming to surround you. That's the energy of spirit. Bringing it in, breathing it in, surrounding you. Integrating all that higher vibration, allowing yourself just to feel peaceful and calm, and just feel good in this moment. Let yourself be still as you slowly bring yourself back, feeling your feet and your toes, wiggling your toes a little bit, moving your head and your fingers, bringing that calm, peaceful energy back, filled with all your beautiful intentions, surrounded by your guides and angels. Filled with an energy of peace, safety, and support. Gently opening your eyes, feeling grounded, connected. You're connected both heaven and earth. In that heart space, your body is filled and your energy is filled with all the beauty ahead. The support is all around you. Call out to your spirit team every day, asking for support and help. And I wish you a very happy new year. And if I can support you in any way, please reach out to us at jodiharvala.com. And I cannot wait to see the magic that we all create this year. Happy New Year, my friends.